One of New York City's most colorful characters died privately last month. Bess Meyerson was an author, a TV personality, and a public official who advised three presidents, but she became famous for walking down an Atlantic City runway in a white bathing suit.
They're about to pick Miss America of 1945.
Well, they've made their choice, and the crown goes to Miss New York City, a 21-year-old, 5'10" brunette. Bess Meyerson, Hunter College graduate.
Bess Meyerson was the first and still the only Jewish Miss America ever crowned. NPR's Neda Ulaby has our remembrance.
Bess Meyerson did not initially aspire to be a groundbreaking beauty queen. She was a serious music student who wanted to buy a Steinway piano with the prize money. In the 2002 PBS program American Experience, Meyerson remembered the pageant organizer said she could win if she changed her name to Beth Merrick.
I said, I can't change my name. I live in a building with 250 Jewish families, the Shalom Aleichem apartment houses. If I should win, I want everybody to know that I'm the daughter of Louis and Bella Meyerson.
The daughter of Russian immigrants was snubbed and discriminated against during her Miss America promotional appearances. So she toured instead for the Anti-Defamation League. Meyerson parlayed her fame into a career on television. Her inquisitiveness and focus earned her a 9-year stint as a panelist on the show I've Got a Secret.
Were you submerged in water?
A time.
Oh, I see. Well, I thought perhaps it might have been some kind of a submarine.
Bess Meyerson's popularity in New York led to her appointment as the city's first commissioner of consumer affairs. She excelled at it, says her biographer, Jennifer Preston. She says Meyerson pushed tough laws that set national precedents.
For example, when you pick up a loaf of bread and it has a date on it, that's Bess Meyerson. If you go into a grocery store and you purchase poultry and it has clear cellophane wrap, that's Bess Meyerson.
In 1977, Meyerson threw her considerable clout behind a then-obscure mayoral candidate. Her friendship with Ed Koch pops up in the 1985 musical Mayor, in a number when she convinces him to run.
What's your answer?
What voters saw were news photos of Bess Meyerson holding hands with Ed Koch, his campaign signs bearing her picture. People assumed they were engaged. This was incredibly important, says Jennifer Preston, at a time when a hint of homosexuality could ruin a political career.
Ed Koch was a bachelor, and there were signs popping up in Queens that read, "Vote for Cuomo, not the homo."
Koch was grateful after he was elected and made Bess Meyerson the city's cultural commissioner. And that's when her troubles began.
The best mess.
Meyerson fell for a contractor 20 years younger and married. When his wife found out about their affair, it got very public and very ugly.
Bess Meyerson was accused of giving a city job to the daughter of the judge who is presiding over her boyfriend's divorce case.
Jennifer Preston, then covering the trial in 1988, says Bess Meyerson was eventually acquitted of charges of conspiracy, bribery, and mail fraud the same year she was arrested for shoplifting. Bess Meyerson retreated to a life of privacy and philanthropy. She died December 14th at her home in Santa Monica. She was 90 years old. Neda Ulaby, NPR News.